WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House confirms it's tracking Russia's plans to develop an anti-satellite weapon.
House Republican Intel Committee Chairman Mike Turner calling it a national security threat, but the White House says a Russian plan to put weapons in space is not yet a reality.
And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby working with members of Congress to see what, if anything, the U.S. can do to stop Russia from installing satellite-destroying weapons in space. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
An Atlanta court has adjourned for the day in the misconduct hearing against Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. She's overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case involving former President Trump and co-defendants. Kansas City police say an initial investigation shows a dispute between several people yesterday led to the deadly shooting at the Chiefs rally. Police say several are in custody, including two juveniles. This is ABC News. Tesla's electric pickup truck has only been in production for about 3 months, but owners are already reporting issues.
The Cybertruck rusts, according to some owners. Early examples of the pickup, many of which only have a few hundred miles, have started showing small orange spots on the stainless steel body, which have been documented by owners and posted to online forums. But there is some debate over whether the spots are rust or rail dust, tiny iron particles often kicked up by beams. Experts say stainless steel is resistant to corrosion, but that it is not a stain-proof material. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Cisco says it's cutting more than 4,200 jobs, or about 5% of the workforce, becoming the latest tech company to issue pink slips this year. The company says those cuts are part of a plan to focus on artificial intelligence and software development. Cisco, an IT and software maker, has roughly 85,000 workers worldwide. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Passing clouds tonight, low 20, partly sunny and colder tomorrow with a high of 27, and a few clouds and cold tomorrow night with a low of 9. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 4 to 6 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny and 33 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. Boys, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts. Evers has said he'd sign off on the map as long as they weren't changed. Multi-millionaire Republican businessman Eric Hovde is planning to launch a bid for U.S. Senate against Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin. Hovde campaign spokesman Ben Vogel said today that Hovde will be announcing next week. Re-electing Baldwin to a third term is critical for Democratic hopes to maintain majority control of the Senate. Hovde has been laying the groundwork for a run for months, lining up support from the National Republican Senatorial Committee and hiring staff. He has also appeared at Republican events across the state. A Republican proposal to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is dead. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said today that there will still be a public hearing to build support for passage next session, but it won't occur until after the Assembly has adjourned for this year. The measure drew opposition from some for being too conservative in severely limiting who could have access to medical marijuana and how it would be distributed. Others faulted it for not going far enough. Senate Republicans objected to having state-run dispensaries. Democratic Governor Tony Evers voiced support for legalizing medical marijuana as a step toward full legalization. A constitutional amendment supported by Republicans that attempts to limit diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in Wisconsin has passed the state assembly. The measure passed today is the latest effort targeting DEI efforts nationwide, but it is a long way from becoming law in Wisconsin. It must also pass the Senate this year and then the full legislature next session before it would go to a statewide vote to be added to the Wisconsin Constitution. The proposal would prohibit state and local governments from discriminating against or granting preferential treatment to anybody on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin. The Wisconsin Assembly is poised to take its first votes on regulating the use of artificial intelligence in the state. The chamber is scheduled to vote on bills today that would require political candidates to include disclaimers in ads that use AI technology and outlaw AI-produced child pornography. A growing number of states across the country have taken similar steps over the last 2 years. Most of the efforts have focused on how state governments should handle AI rather than setting private sector boundaries. Congress has yet to enact any federal regulations governing the use of AI. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature introduced paid family medical leave legislation. Representative Francesca Hong of Madison.
We know that for the economic security and the care for our working Wisconsin families and working Wisconsinites, legislation and policies that include paid leave are critical. No one should ever have to choose between care for themselves or a loved one and a paycheck.
It would mandate 14 weeks combined between medical and family leave and 12 weeks of leave just for one of the two. Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee.
Balancing work and family life has become increasingly challenging in Wisconsin. Paid family leave becomes more and more necessary in order to have a life not of luxury, but a life with some resemblance of quality.
The bill was released for co-sponsorship Wednesday, but with the legislative session winding down, it is unlikely to receive a public hearing. Healthcare services in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a more permanent solution. The USDA Census of Agriculture shows Wisconsin farms are still struggling to get internet access. USDA statistician Greg Bussler says a higher percentage of farms had access to the internet in 2022 compared to 2017.
In 2022, 79% of Wisconsin farms had internet access, with mobile internet being the biggest way that farmers access the internet. The number in 2022 went down to 46,091 farms, but the percentage went up because the number of farms dropped.
Bussler says Wisconsin lost 10% of its farming operations between 2017 and 2022, falling from around 64,000 farms to only 58,521 in 5 years. 59% of Wisconsin farmers responding to the 2022 Census of Agriculture are getting their internet from a mobile provider, while 53% have access to broadband. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage, just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the postal service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office. Even if you have postal vehicles, you're making two trips, maybe three sometimes, more of course at Christmas, just to get those packages to get out.
Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Shanklin says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then your health benefit. I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have with the federal government.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. A holdup in delivery of a new license for a new location of the Richland Family Prescription Center in Richland Center has come to an end. The license has to correspond to the address of the business. The Richland Family Prescription Center is now open from 8:30 to 6 on Sextonville Road next to Schreiber. To reach the pharmacy, the number has not changed. Call 608-647-8806. An 18-year-old from La Crosse has been arrested and charged in the death of a 41-year-old woman from Sparta. Malik Gira was charged with first-degree reckless homicide and delivery of drugs and the manufacturing and delivery of narcotics in Monroe County Court Wednesday after the investigation into the woman's death showed that Gira had sold the victim the fentanyl that caused her death. Gira is being held on a $10,000 cash bond. Planning for the 21st annual Walk with Grace continues this evening. The meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Grace office above Royal Bank. Tonight's meeting will focus on a theme, T-shirt color, and ambassador nominations. Walk Chair June Nee invites all those interested in being a part of the planning to attend. If you haven't thanked a school bus driver yet, you still have time. School Bus Driver Appreciation Week lasts through tomorrow. The Wisconsin Rapids School District shared some stats. Wisconsin has 12,000 school bus drivers who transport more than 400,000 students annually. This includes traveling both to school and co-curricular activities throughout the year. They travel an average of 144 million miles each year. Shipwreck hunters have discovered a merchant ship that sank in Lake Superior in 1940, taking its captain with it during a storm off Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society and shipwreck researcher Dan Fountain announced Monday the discovery of the 244-foot bulk carrier Arlington, just north of Michigan's Keweenaw Peninsula. The Arlington was fully loaded with wheat and headed to Owen Sound, Ontario, when it sank on May 1, 1940. All crew members survived, but Captain Frederick Tatey Bug Burke went down with his ship after ordering it onto the open lake during the storm. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Stephanie Perkins of Richland Center on ticket number 675.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens, died Friday. A graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens. Judith Ann Judy Berg, 80 of Spring Green, formerly of Plain, died Monday due to failing health. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial following at St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call this evening at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home from now until 8. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests memorial donations in lieu of flowers. Judith Ann Judy Berg, 80 of Spring Green, formerly of Plain. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock. Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Sunday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Lime Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center, died Friday at Upland Hills Nursing Home after a brief illness. A private celebration of life will be held in Nashville, Tennessee. In lieu of flowers, consider donating to Upland Hills Hospice. The Gorgon, McGinley, and Ayers Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting the family of Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Willwood Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're looking at some chilly air moving down across the region over the next 24 hours. In fact, our coolest temperatures that we've had in about a month. Wind chill factors will likely be down around the low single digits by tomorrow morning, so plan ahead and bundle up. Now, this cold air is not going to last too long. Already by Sunday afternoon into Monday, a pattern change with the jet stream lifting back to the north, allowing mild Pacific air to flow in across the upper Midwest. Temperatures will likely jump a good 15 degrees above normal once again for a good part of next week. Now, it's a fairly quiet weather pattern and with no organized storms for our area. There will be a small patch of light snow tracking from South Dakota down through Iowa tonight, tracking through parts of Illinois tomorrow morning, but for the most part, it probably will miss us. Otherwise, some other disturbances will skirt down through upper Michigan and northern Michigan this weekend, with some pretty decent lake effect snow associated with those, but again, that's staying well away from us. Our next chance of a little precipitation could be right around Wednesday of next week, and then colder weather is poised to move in toward the end of next week. So tonight, look for just some passing clouds. Low temperature close to 20, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Partly sunny and cooler tomorrow with a high of 27, northwest wind 8 to 17. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and chilly, low 9 degrees, high up to 29. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, low 21, high 37. Monday, partly cloudy and mild, low 20, with a high near 43. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer yet, low in the mid-20s with a high near 48. And Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light rain showers, low at 30 with a high of 49 degrees. Have yourself a good evening out there. Stay warm. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly clear and 33 degrees after a daytime high of 38 and a morning low of 31. Yesterday's high was 47 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1921 is 63 degrees with a record low of 18 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 30. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:32 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:59. Winds are out of the southwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.12, and we did receive a dusting of snow during the overnight hours. Once again, our current temperature is 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services at great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has tonight's area basketball schedule.
Brookwood plays at Hillsboro in boys basketball, Royal at Bangor, Nacita at New Lisbon, and Cashton at Wanewoc Center, all in the Scenic Bluffs, and DeSoto travels to Lafarge. In area girls basketball, New Lisbon is at Waseca Steuben, Marshall at Wisconsin Heights, Highland at Schulzburg, Potosi Cassville is playing at River Ridge. In the SWAL, Southwestern is playing Riverdale, Mineral Point at Fenimore. It's also Cuba City at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Boscobel. Reedsburg travels to Mount Horeb. Ithaca will be at Seneca. Kickapoo at North Crawford. DeSoto at Lafarge. Wisconsin Dells travels to Mauston. Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville. Platteville at Richland Center. And Lancaster is at River Valley. River Valley coach Darrell Parrish talked to us about his team and tonight's game.
We have become much better at breaking the press. As the season has come along, we've been able to break the press quite a bit. We've got scoring from three different positions pretty steady with Alexis DeVinny, Brooklyn Stokes, and Karina Osborne. So we've been able to get them and try to get them the ball, and they're pretty steady at scoring for us. So those two things have been an improvement for us.
Here at Lancaster at River Valley Area Girls Basketball tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance. Also, a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issues that might arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight to take on the Grizzlies for the first time this season. It is the final game before the All-Star break for both teams. Milwaukee is 35-20 this season. They are in third place in the Eastern Conference, 8 games behind Boston. The Grizzlies have a 19-36 record and are in 13th place in the Western Conference, 19.5 games behind the Timberwolves. Tip-off for tonight's contest will be at 7:30, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 7. Welcome to spring training, and by the way, here's your plane ticket. Just as Brewers players gather for the preseason, the team has traded relief pitchers with the New York Yankees. Lefty, Clayton Andrews was already designated for assignment by Milwaukee. Now he's headed to the American League. In return, the Brewers are getting 19-year-old right-handed relief pitcher Joshua Quezada. Last year, Quezada had a record of 6-0 and an earned run average of 3.69 in 11 games in the Dominican Summer League while he was the property of the Yankees. It's going to take some more convincing for college football analysts to believe in the Badgers. FanDuel Sportsbook is projecting Wisconsin to win just 6.5 games this fall. Partly, that is due to a brutal schedule facing Coach Luke Fickell's Wisconsin team. This is the first season USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington will be a part of the Big Ten Conference. FanDuel sees the Oregon Ducks and the Ohio State Buckeyes as the top of the conference standings with more than 6 months before the season getting underway. Those teams are projected to win 10.5 games each. New Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is getting high praise from pros who know him. Hafley replaces Joe Barry after 4 seasons as head coach for the Boston College Eagles. Green Bay was expected to go for a coach with more NFL experience, although he is given a lot of credit for transforming the Ohio State defense. He hasn't held the position with a professional team. One former player of his, Rams safety Jordan Fuller, says Hafley is really good at slowing the game down and helping players see things the way he sees them. Fuller calls Hafley a wizard. This weekend's Border Battle hockey series is sold out in Madison. The Wisconsin women's hockey team takes on Minnesota Friday and Saturday at the Laban Arena. The team split a series played in Minneapolis earlier this season. The Badgers knocked the Gophers out of the postseason last year, beating them in the national championship semifinals in overtime on a goal by Caroline Harvey. Badgers senior goaltender Kyle McClellan is a semifinalist for this year's Mike Richter Award. It goes to the nation's top college goaltender. McClellan has led the resurgence of the Wisconsin men's hockey program by performing among the nation's leaders in all major statistical categories for his position. He is third with a goals against average of 1.89 and is number one with a 932 save percentage and 6 shutouts. The winner will be announced during the Frozen Four competition. And it shouldn't take long for Caitlin Clark to become the NCAA's women's career scoring leader. Thursday night when number four Iowa hosts Michigan. Clark goes into the game needing 8 points to pass Kelsey Plum's total of 3,527 points. Clark has scored at least 8 in the first quarter in 17 of 25 games this season, and she hasn't gone into a halftime with fewer than that. Clark and her dynamic game have captivated the nation. More than just her pursuit of the record, her long 3-point shots and flashy passes have raised interest in women's game to the unprecedented levels. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
With this being Valentine's Day week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society encourages you to remember that the greatest gifts that you can give your animal companions for Valentine's Day or any other day of the year aren't the treats that they beg for or the toys that get lost under the furniture or in the yard, but rather the respect that you have for their well-being, the patience and kindness with which you treat them, the quality time that you spend with them, and your love. Happy Valentine's Day week to you and all of your pets from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. All About Pets is a service of Strang's in Richland Center, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. Indulge your taste buds at the Richland Locker. This week's specials include a treat from meat lovers. Savor the tenderness of boneless country ribs at just $2.98 per pound. Craving a burst of flavor? Try the mesquite barbecue country ribs, only $3.98 per pound. Quality meats, unbeatable prices. Visit them at downtown Richland Center and elevate your dining experience. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn were lower Thursday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower on another round of fund and technical selling, watching development weather in Argentina and harvest activity in Brazil. USDA's Ag Outlook Forum is projecting increased planted area in stocks for next marketing year. March beans were down 8.25 at 11.62 and a quarter. May was 10.25 lower at 11.66. March bean meal was down $3.80 at $3.39.50. March soybean oil was down 35 points at 46. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. The new crop production and ending stocks numbers for corn out of the Ag Outlook Forum do look bearish. U.S. export sales were solid, 51.5 million bushels, but there is increasing competition from Ukraine. March corn is down 6.5 at 417 and three quarters. May was 7.5 lower at 429 and three quarters. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling. Global supplies are ample and Russia continues to control that export market. The Ag Outlook Forum is calling for lower new crop planted area and larger ending stocks. March Chicago was down 18.5 at 567. March Kansas City was 12 lower at 575 and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat was down 4.5 at 658 a bushel. Live cattle were up and feeders were mixed, watching direct cash cattle trade continue to develop. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. April live is up $1.60 at $185.60. June was 75 higher at $181.87. March feeders are up 87 at $247.10, and April was 62 higher at $250.22. Hogs were mostly higher, supported by cash and wholesale business, along with a strong week for export sales. April lean was up 47 cents at $85. The June contract was 92 higher at $97.70. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, Expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Office.
There is another round of direct cash cattle business on Thursday. Dress deals in Nebraska were at $287 to $288, steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages. A handful of live deals were also reported in Colorado at $180. Look for at least a little more cleanup trade to take place before the end of the day Friday. Box beef closed higher and sharply higher. Choice up $1.30 at $295.30. Select was $3.97 higher at $287.99. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs into the day mixed. Bear was in gilts at the National Daily Direct, down 87 cents with a weighted average of 67.34. The Iowa Minnesota closed two ticks higher with a weighted average of 68.53. The Western Corn Belt down 41 cents with a weighted average of 68.08. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 404 at 89.95. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The Director of Stewardship for Bayer says proper use of dicamba is critical to the preservation of the weed control technology. Rob Nixon tells Brownfield.
Growers need choices, whether they choose to use Extendamax or not. It's really important that not only with Extendamax, but every product, we're following the labels and good stewards of the technology.
More news is next.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Soybean research at Purdue University is showing sulfur is a key nutrient to higher soybean yields. Purdue Extension agronomist Sean Castile.
Most people would say, I don't need it for soybeans, but sulfur is actually a cofactor for nodulation. We don't have nodulation, we don't have good nitrogen supply, we don't have good yields.
A U.S. representative from Iowa says Congress needs to find a solution that prevents states from passing laws similar to California's Proposition 12. Republican Ashley Henson says the Biden administration agrees.
Secretary Vilsack testified that producers will face chaos because of California's Prop 12. And this chaos will worsen for producers and consumers alike if other states follow suit.
And an Indiana young farmer says she'd like to see renewed efforts to connect students to agricultural educational opportunities. Jessica Winning tells Brownfield schools have hesitated to resume to some pre-pandemic activities. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Pushing the envelope on yield. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. More and more farmers are pushing the envelope on yield. On this week's episode, an expert with AgroLiquid says producers should be careful of using gross revenue through maximum yield product to drive input decisions. More coming up on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Galen Beer, sales strategy lead with AgroLiquid, says the easiest number for a grower to calculate is yield times price.
It's easy during a time of trying to produce higher yields to forget about how much you're spending to get those higher yields. So I just want to remind farmers that gross net revenue isn't always the answer. There can hit a diminishing return. You can push enough fertilizer out there for 400 bushels per acre. If you get 300, you've really diminished the return on those final dollars that you spent. So I just make sure that as we do push the envelope on yield and revenue, that we're also keeping in mind the costs we're experiencing on that path.
Beer says diminishing returns can be a challenge.
That's tough because you find out at the end of the year, I shot for 300 bushel per acre and got 280. So you see that diminishing returns in the rearview mirror. But the best way to prevent that up front is to be realistic. We tend to remember our outlier events, our very high yields, our very low yields, and sometimes we plan around those. And so I really recommend guys look at their 10-year averages and don't shoot for, 350 bushel to the acre corn or 130 bushel to the acre wheat if that's a 1 in 20-year event for you. Make sure that we're spending for what the realistic expectations are.
And he says setting realistic goals is key.
It's just those little mental human behavior situations that we have to kind of protect ourselves against. We do something 1 year that either costs us money, and we remember those very well, trust me, or it makes us money. And then our decision process moves to revolve around those events. And so checks and balances, let's take the emotion out of those decisions as much as we can. Let's set realistic expectations and plan for the majority of successes. Now, does that mean if you're in winter wheat country and you're coming out of winter with a good profile? Yeah, okay, you're probably set up that you are going to be somewhat above the 10-year average, and maybe you can play your cards that way. But again, just be smart about your evaluation process.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyros Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
100.9 WRCO.
Drunk again, trying to stay out and listen to your friends. Every time the wine gets you gone, you always wind up back in my arms. And in this bed, and in my head, the things we should say that go unsaid. I can't think with you all on me. I'll let the pain sink in when you leave. Now you're getting closer, put your lips on mine. I watch that want your back look burn in your eyes. Every touch is just taking me high. Look at us just reading that fire. I give you what you want, you give me what I need. The way your body's talking, saying you ain't done with me. Yeah, you know I fall for it every time. I can't ever let you cross them lines. But we ain't staying over, if you stay over. Sun comes out with high aching heads, going back to being a little more than friends. Yeah, you leave, it starts a week. Do what you can to try not to think of me. When that moon comes out, your defense is down. You'll come back around, you come back around. Now you're getting closer, put your lips on mine. I watch the warmth your back look burn in your eyes. Every touch is just taking me. Look at us just feeding that fire. I give you what you want, you give me what I need. The way your body's talking, saying you ain't done with me. Yeah, you know I fall for it every time. I can't ever let you cross them lines. But we ain't staying over, if you stay over. Put your lips on mine. Oh, I still want your back look burn in your eyes. Every touch is just taking me high. Look at us just feeding that fire. I give you what you want, you give me what I need. The way your body's talking, saying you ain't done with me. Yeah, you know I fall for it every time. I can't ever let you cross them lines. But we ain't staying over, if you stay over.
That was Sam Grohl with Staying Over, and I'm Tim Thede, bringing you some great music up until around 7:15. Hoping your Thursday is a good one. And right now, our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, is a temperature of 32 degrees after a daytime high of 38, and our time is 5:49. And Tony Schumacher is talking about maybe passing clouds tonight with a low of 20. So if you're out and about, going out to any high school games or any events that you're going to, be sure to bundle up pretty well because it's going to be a cool one. And tomorrow night's going to be the same. Only 9 degrees tomorrow, but it sounds like after that, things are supposed to start warming up again. And hopefully spring will be here soon, but we'll see what happens. Remember what happened. Remember, we're living in Wisconsin. And speaking of the high school basketball, it's tonight's broadcast is going to feature Lancaster at River Valley in girls high school basketball. Phil and me will be making the call for that game. And pregame, as I said, starts at around 7:15, somewhere between 7 and 7:15. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies tonight. Tip off for that contest will be at around 7:30, and you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 7. Coming up next, Parker McCollum with Burn It Down.
Goodbye, strong out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone and you left me here with this house on this ground. Burn it.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout. The Richland Concert Association season continues this Sunday afternoon, February 18th, with the Oakwood Chamber Players at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Oakwood Chamber Players present a panorama of music, thanks to an array of talented guest artists chosen for their outstanding musicianship and creativity. The group is composed of six highly talented women, professionals committed to excellence in performance, program selection, and outreach to the community, joined to bring Madison and Wisconsin the finest in classical and new art music for mixed ensemble of strings and winds. They have performed here in the past and were greatly appreciated for their talented and informative program structure. Don't miss the Oakwood Chamber Players this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
WRCO 100.9.
To run into, 'cause all you are.